When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. It is Thursday, right? Thursday?
Yeah.
What a week it's been thus far. Good to be back. Weird day off in the middle yesterday. I'll tell you about it as the show goes on. But good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bunker. Oh, should I call you rich man, Andy Bunker?
Well, I'm
taking flights for an hour,
I'm
man.
I'm a world traveler now, Randy.
You touch down. Hey, what up? I'm here. They touch thing. You get up out of there, man. That's how the rich folk do it, man.
I did ask, because remember we had that conversation with Dukes Bell on Tuesday at the end of the show about now how I'm a personal driver guy.
Yes.
Like, when I land at the airport, I expect there to be a sign that says Bunker on it.
Yes.
Didn't happen. I guess it was a one and done.
Because
I got to West Palm Airport yesterday, and I was like, where's my driver?
Because the thing about it is, when you take a flight, when you do same-day travel like that, especially going to West Palm with all that bread down there, it's usually like a driver right there waiting for you.
Yeah, I thought there would be.
That rich folk stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I had to get an Uber.
Yeah.
My Uber driver.
We already talked about you.
No, I'm not going to talk about it on the air specifically, but I don't like to not give 5 stars.
Yeah.
But I had to give not 5 stars.
Yeah.
I had to. Yeah. It was
a little too honest.
Both terrifying and a little too honest.
Yeah, a little too honest.
But anyway, glad to be back. I'm sure you guys spent a lot of the show, if not all of the show yesterday, talking about that crazy news that we got when we touched down on Tuesday night here in Atlanta. Did you talk about how we found out about the news?
Yes.
As the news spread through the airplane and people just started letting out hallelujahs.
Yes.
Thank you, Lords. And all kinds of stuff like that. Because as we were flying back from Vegas, that's when the Falcons made the announcement that they were going to go to Michael Penix, that they were going to bench Kirk Cousins. I guess no one really had their phones on the internet on the plane because nobody knew until we landed. And then everybody kind of found out at the same time. And obviously yesterday, both Michael Penix and Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins and a lot of the players and coaches and stuff met with the media. And so here we are. Penix time.
Yeah, man. I mean,
the Penix era has begun.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, they had the presser yesterday and everything. And obviously Kirk and Michael both addressed the media. And I was thinking about it like, Kirk lost his job. Michael didn't take his job.
That's right.
Kirk lost his job.
Yeah,
and so,
right.
I mean, because, you know, when you're in that situation, when it happens, I've been in that situation as a player, being the young player, taking the older player's position and everything as a starter, and it could be some awkward tension between it. It really can, because it was for me. Now, this whole situation, Kirk reached out to him. Mm-hmm. Kirk, I know he kind of said when he saw Rod's number come up on his phone,
he kind of knew
what it was. And that's what we kept saying about him. Like, Kirk knows he's playing bad. You know, this is no secret about him or anything like that. And so, obviously, the switch was made, had their first day on the grass, 70-play walkthrough and everything, which is natural coming from – because remember, early in the season, they had Wednesdays off. It didn't go so
well. That's when everything started going sideways.
Yeah.
Those little Wednesday walkthroughs.
But usually, when you come from west to east on a Monday night game, you have Tuesday off. They usually start practice and everything later on that Wednesday and you just do a walkthrough. So this is nothing that's unusual. But, the opportunity to get all the reps today in practice, got all the 70 plays yesterday because it ain't no rotating as far as quarterbacks, the first team, second team. It's all first team. They get all 70 of those reps, so he got those. And, he's going to get out there to get some live running around with the boys, and hopefully they stay after and do something because he hasn't thrown to any of the ones receiving in practice. That's Kirk. Kirk throws to all of them. And so, you know, you get to find a way to, with some timing and things like that, have another Friday, perfect, we call it Perfect Friday, Crisp Friday, whatever you want to call it. Saturday walkthrough, get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to.
Yep. Because it's coming, fast.
Obviously, he's been doing everything he can throughout the season to be ready for.
Because if Kirk
Cousins got hit wrong in the second quarter of the Week 8 game,
he's going in.
Penix was playing.
Yep.
So he had to stay ready to go at the drop of a hat. It never happened until now, and it isn't because of an injury. It's because Kirk Cousins played so bad for so long that they couldn't deny it anymore.
Right.
They couldn't say, well, we are seeing this, or we trust him to get better, or this or that. Like, they made a really honest decision, and I'll be honest with you, one that I didn't think they were going to make. I didn't think they were going to do this. We talked about it on Tuesday. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
We talked about how pretty clearly they needed to do it, but that we didn't think that it was going to happen at this point of the season because historically teams just don't do this with veteran quarterbacks that make a lot of money with a rookie behind them. But they did. So credit to Raheem for making a tough choice.
Yep.
Now, again, it was the right one based on the way the quarterback was playing. But I'm surprised they did it, honestly.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I didn't expect it. I think that's what it was. I was like, well, but it was like one of the things where, and you pointed it out Tuesday, the show, like going to the show Tuesday morning before I heard any of the raw cuts and everything like that. I was like, okay, he's just gonna. They did win and everything like that. But then when Raw didn't initially go with Kirk saying that this is Kirk's job, then I was like, oh.
Because he very easily could have just been like, we won the game. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
The quarterback did enough to let us win, blah, blah, blah. He didn't. And so that little opening in the door that we thought we heard Monday after the game is something that we actually did hear. They make the move Tuesday. I mean, credit to Kirk for saying all the stuff that he said yesterday in the press conference, not surprisingly.
Right.
And that's one thing that he's, you know, been throughout his entire career, certainly during his time here in Atlanta as a pro.
Yes.
Like, he's going to say and do all the right stuff. I thought Penix did a great job in the press conference, too.
Excellent.
Obviously, he's excited for the opportunity, but given every chance yesterday, he threw so much praise at Kirk Cousins, how much he's learned from him, and how much he looks up to him and all that stuff. So I just thought, not that either one of those things really is going to make a difference on Sunday.
He aced it.
Penix either plays good or he doesn't, and then we'll find out.
Right.
But, like, I thought from a culture standpoint, both those guys look like real leaders.
They aced it.
Yeah.
He aced it, man. He really, really did. And, again, Kirk, you know, he obviously you're disappointed. I mean, because you want to play this game. And as he said, you know, my story isn't done. You know, it's done here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know.
Most likely,
unless something happens to Penix. But, yeah, he's, you know, he's a consummate pro and everything like that. Been doing this a long time. And this is the first time he's been benched in his career. And so, obviously, that has to be a tough ask of it. I mean, it had to be about the same as when, you know, when RG got hurt, he comes in, RG comes back, and then RG, you know, because Kirk didn't play bad when RG went down. But, yeah, I mean, now you got to sit back, and if he's a professional that we are all assuming when he talked to him, he's going to help Michael do everything he can. He's going to help him on the field. He's going to be standing there with the earpiece just like Mike did, and hopefully when he comes off the field, he comes over, helps him out with some certain things like that, and is there when Mike asks questions too. It's not his job, as I pointed out yesterday. This is TJ Yates, and that's their job now, to coach him up.
Yeah, it sounds, though, in listening to Penix yesterday, that Kirk Cousins has been doing as much quarterback coaching as anyone else has around there to try to get Penix ready for when the time comes.
Right.
And that's all great. Like, it's valuable that he sat behind him and had a guy as smart as him to lean on, and TJ Yates and the rest of the staff. But it doesn't matter that much anymore. What matters now is Penix goes out there and does all the stuff that you drafted him to do.
Yep.
I mean, you drafted him 8th overall when you didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that looks different in hindsight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of thank God they did that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what would we be asking to see Taylor Heineke again now?
That's what I said
because
yesterday.
That's
like,
what last year was.
That's exactly what I asked that question 8 yesterday. I'm like, okay, so if you don't, if is Kurt as bad as he is right now, and they think about, would they bench him if they had Taylor Heineke still in there?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think this is just because of the situation behind it.
Yes.
It's got to be, right?
Yes.
But again, now he's got to go out there and play. He's got to go out there and play well. He's got 3 games. They need to win all of them in order to get into the playoffs. I don't know, is it a bad situation? Is it a good situation? I've heard both. I've heard people make arguments that this is a hard thing to ask a rookie quarterback to do. I've heard people say, and I actually tend to more agree with this, pretty good opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, this team's got talent.
Yes.
Like, he's got weapons to throw to. He's got a good run game. He's got a solid offensive line. Like, they're 7-7, And they've got, you know, they've got some good guys on the team. Most rookie quarterbacks don't have this much talent around them.
Right.
Now, again, asking a rookie quarterback to come in and win you three games just to keep your playoff hopes alive
is a lot.
Is a tall task.
Yeah, it is.
But if he does it, this is what we talked about on Monday or Tuesday when we were sort of advocating for them to do this. Penix comes in and wins these games, makes some throws, gets his fan base fired up. It's a hell of a thing going into the offseason.
Hell yeah, it is. I mean, but I think it's still disappointing, though. You know what I mean? Because of the expectations and everything like that. But as I said, you know.
That's an interesting way to put it. What's disappointing?
That you didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
With the expectations coming to the season.
But and if they do.
Possibly. If they don't make the playoffs, but he plays well. Okay. It's
that'll encouraged. Soften the blow.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not Cousins anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, but I'm just saying with that him playing well, would that lessen the blow.
If they go 3-0 and Penix plays really good.
And they just can't catch
him. And they don't catch him.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it would suck they didn't make the playoffs. Right. But I'd be like, well, you got your quarterback.
Yeah.
But quarterback of the future.
You know me. I got to see it 2 years.
Yeah me too. I mean, I'm not going to declare him like a Hall of Famer or anything like that. But, like, if he's able to – I just feel like the – what has been lost over the last 5 weeks in terms of, like – interest, momentum, optimism, all of that from this fan base, you can get back if Penix goes out there and balls.
So.
Even if you don't make the playoffs. I think. Just because it's all about the quarterback. Yeah. It's all about the...
But now, tell me this. Who's going to be the casualty, though?
What does that mean?
As far as in the building. If he plays well, Rod and Terry both come back?
I think that can happen, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think if Penix, like, it's all about Penix now.
Yeah.
Like, Penix goes out there and balls out, especially if they find a way to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now they get playoffs. Yeah, everybody's coming back.
Yeah. Well, because here's the argument. It's like, yeah, the guy we signed didn't work, but that's why we signed the other guy. And look how good he is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit of a lifeline. I don't know. You bring up a lot of good points. There's a lot up in the air in the final weeks of this season. But I think... a lot of it rests on the left shoulder of Michael Penix. And if he balls, I mean, you got a good quarterback and everyone's excited about it.
Yeah.
To me. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show.
Or a rookie deal if you got to take some cap hits.
Which you're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's – if he plays great and you got this guy on a rookie deal for the next handful of years, cap hit – it doesn't matter. You got a good quarterback. He just has to play good. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Still doing the stat thing, huh? All right.
Facts for geeks.
Stats are for losers.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Raheem talking about making the decision to switch quarterbacks, to put Michael Penix in there and put Kirk Cousins on the bench, why he believes he's ready. He's been doing everything they've asked him to do leading up to this and all that. This is not what they wanted.
No.
They did not want to have to make a non-injury-related. They didn't want to have to make an injury-related.
Yep.
They did not want to have to start Michael Penix at any point this season. And I don't think that's because they don't think he's ready or anything like that. It's because they signed Kirk Cousins for a lot of money and for a very specific reason. And so for that reason, and in that case, just simply in that category, that was a failure.
Yeah.
Like, the Kirk Cousins thing was a failure.
Yep.
Like that's a really expensive mistake that they made.
You damn sure, damn right it is. And I was on a couple of shows yesterday, and they asked me about the whole. I said, if I'm off, like, I'm pissed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
How were you so sure that he was going to be okay?
But see, this is the thing, and this is this, because there's no way that Terry or Ra or anybody in that locker room could have seen this coming.
Right.
You couldn't have seen this coming. You couldn't. They were 6-3. This dude was NFC Player of the Week twice. This was 500 yards.
Yep.
There's no way that you could have predicted this happening.
Right. And that's, again, as I'm Terry Fontenot formulating my "this is the reason you don't fire me" speech.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
That's what,
like, he played great.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff we did medically to vet him and make sure he was okay, tamper or whatever, to make sure that he was okay to be our quarterback this year. I feel confident in it because look how he played.
Look how he played.
In the middle of the season, he was looking healthy. He was playing good. It is going to be interesting. Like, we think we're ever going to find out what happened.
I don't know.
Like, what? What happened?
Maybe he is injured and they just don't. I don't know. But I've never seen. Like,
but they don't hide injuries like that, really.
Maybe you were talking, and his loud mouth ass.
Yeah, he can't fake an injury. If Kirk was injured, he would have told us a month and a half ago.
But I think, when you look at, we were talking off the air, the situation, it was something similar when Kurt Warner went to the Giants after the Rams, and then they drafted Eli, and they wanted Kurt to be that bridge quarterback, and Kurt stunk that damn year.
Yeah, like Kirk Cousins has lately.
Yeah, but Kirk didn't look good all year.
Right. Yeah, there was never a moment.
Yeah, remember, that's when he went to the gloves and everything, then he left, and then he went to Arizona, backed up, and then eventually took the job and everything, but... Yeah, I mean, you could not have seen this coming, because I ain't never seen it coming. I listened to other guys Saturday, all of them, they say the same thing. Ain't never seen nobody just whoosh, like that.
In season.
That's why I said, is something wrong physically? And I'm not talking about his Achilles, it's something else in his body.
Yeah, that's been my, where everybody's trying to come up with a theory or whatever. That's been my theory for a few weeks now, is something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not a doctor. I'm just watching the games like you are, but... He just looks like something's wrong. Like, and that thing that's wrong might just be, it happens to everybody at some point. He just got old.
Yeah.
It's crazy that
it
happened.
Fast.
It happened after the Cowboys game. I don't know. That was the last time he played good.
Yeah.
Played pretty good against the Cowboys.
Yeah,
he had back-to-back weeks where he threw 7 interceptions, no touchdowns. His completion percentage was high. He was averaging like 9.5 yards per completion. Like, he was doing a really nice job, yards per attempt even. And then it just all stopped.
Just poof.
I don't know. Maybe in the with the clarity of the offseason or something, Kirk will go on somebody's podcast and be like, I don't know. I woke up that Monday and everything hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really have no idea. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter anymore.
No, lost his job.
Because Kirk Cousins is not the starting quarterback for the Falcons anymore, and he probably never will be again. And so now... Michael Penix has an opportunity. Look, Michael Penix is a starter next year.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
Yes. Michael Penix is a starting quarterback.
But he's got an opportunity to make you believe in him.
And he has an opportunity to write a great story.
Really does.
A really great story. Him coming in and leading this team to the playoffs, which is possible.
Possible.
And everything like that. And obviously, you need some things to go your way as far as Tampa. But also, if you win, they're going to win Saturday. But you win next Sunday night in Washington, you put yourself in front of them for the tiebreaker for that last wild card spot and all those different things. So there's still ways you can get to the second season, but you got to lose. First of all, you got to win all your games.
Yep.
All right. If Tampa does win out, they win the South. But if you beat the Commanders, you get an opportunity with that tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But
now you still could get screwed by the Seahawks and the Rams.
Seahawks
and
Geno practiced today, yesterday. He did practice full yesterday. So, there's so many different scenarios. But, I would love to see this young man come in and play well. And as we talk about all the time with young players, got to help him around. You got to play good around him and everything. I think the ball's going to be pushed down the field.
I think so too.
I think they're going to give him an opportunity to let the ball loose. And then I just didn't realize they get to wear the red helmets.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, they get to wear the. I hope the Giants are wearing their old helmets. I hope they're wearing the LT.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite helmets of all time. The old school, the old Giants uniform. Oh, so hopefully it'll be the white. I like the white one. The white with the blue helmet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great uniform.
Yes, it is.
Just like almost every team in the NFL's best uniform was made in 1984.
Yes.
I don't know what it was about the early 80s.
Yes.
Late 70s, early 80s.
They had better designers.
All the best things were made.
They had better uniform designers in the 80s.
Oh, they did?
I don't know.
I was trying to talk about us.
Oh.
All the best things were made in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, because you know, I'm a 70 dude.
That's why I threw late 70s.
Yeah, I got
in
you,
there.
Dog. My bad. Yeah. Yeah, you know, them 70s. I mean,
that's why we include the 70s. And Bo, too. Bo was around for a bit of the 70s.
We were still rocking, you know, bell bottoms, though.
Yeah. You came out with big sideburns.
You know that, dog. Yeah, that's why my mom always had indigestion when she was pregnant with me. I'm shaving with a full beard.
That is what they say. Right. If you have heartburn while you're pregnant, it's because the baby has a full head of hair.
Yeah, that's what
they say.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe you just ate something that can't indigest.
It's just one of those wives' tales.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah. And I ain't going to go out. One thing you don't do is you don't correct no pregnant woman.
No, I don't correct wives.
You don't correct wives, period.
Wives' tales have validity to them.
Get in trouble all the time.
I guess. Here's Michael Penix.
In trouble all the time.
Here's Michael Penix talking about his call with Kirk when they found out. Yeah, that's what it is. Sucks. Obviously, Kirk Cousins is incredibly disappointed about this. You could tell he's talking to the media yesterday. He's all tense and mad, which of course he is.
Of course you are.
Should be. Look, competitor.
I'm just telling you, dude, this is that's why I'm glad they have a great relationship. Being in this situation as a young player like myself, having to, because I didn't. He was a good dude, but we weren't close. He didn't help me out or nothing like that. But it was like, you know, I got to coexist with him because he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
And so we got to coexist together. They got to coexist together, but you know, yeah, like I'll be buddies or nothing.
Yeah.
But they seem like they are.
It does seem
you
like
know, it seems well, like they, it, seem, it they seems carp, like they are.
They carpool to like road games.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To the plane.
Yeah, so it's.
You think they'll still do that? Who drove? Probably Kirk then.
The Rook.
No, oh, rookie, you think so?
No, rookie, I would drive. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Kirk's got to drive now.
Yeah, whenever you ride with a rookie or whatever, the rookie, I would drive.
Even when now?
Yep, the rookie, I would drive.
I might like see if Kirk would drive.
You think so?
Hey, man, I got to keep my hands fresh. You mind driving?
Because they used to stay over here at Georgia Tech.
So they're like neighbors. They live in the same neighborhood.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
Penix bought a house like on his block.
Oh, okay. I thought, well, the stadium ride is, oh, so they probably drive from all the way up there
to the hotel down there.
Oh, okay, I got you.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure Penix had been driving.
Yeah.
Not anymore. No.
Nah, I'm the guy, Kirk.
I'm going to ride in the back.
I get the big, oh, damn. If his ass got in the back seat with Kirk, boy, that would be the funniest damn thing ever.
Hey. This isn't what we're listening to anymore.
Dude, I want you to do this because I've done it before.
Radio definitely changes in the carpool now.
Hey, I've done it before. Get in the back seat when your wife drives. See how this makes her so furious. What are you doing?
Well, I can't.
Well, yeah, y'all
we got
car
seats.
Yeah.
There's no room.
Yeah, just, yeah. You know, you'll get in the back seat one time, see what she says.
excuse me? What are you doing back there, man? I'm just going to let you drive me around.
Drive me around, yeah. Just do that. Do it one time.
Hey, week 16 kicks off tonight in the NFL. The Broncos and the Chargers, Thursday night football. That's a fun one. That'll be a pretty good Thursday night football game tonight.
Yeah, man. What a job Sean Payton is doing out there with Bo Nix.
Yeah,
I mean, we were just talking about the big cap hit they take, and they're like playing well because the young quarterback is playing well. Obviously, the defense is where it is and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, the Chargers, they're just offensively limited.
Yes.
They just really, really are off. As good as Justin Herbert is, and I know Ladd balling and everything, they just got no firepower off it. They can't run it. He's doing the best he can. But that right now, and of course, Greg Roman's the offensive coordinator, whatever. But still, they are just limited offensively to maybe keep up with them, I'm a fan.
Georgia Southern plays Sam Houston in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl tonight.
All right. That's what my Southern folks down in New Orleans.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's a good bowl game.
It's a good bowl game to go to.
That one's at the Superdome. Kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. Hawks have a game tonight as well.
What do we talk about?
It's the San Antonio Spurs.
Freaking Monday. We're talking to Mike Coppy. This team's playing well. Just don't get injured.
I know.
Just don't get injured. Just don't get injured. You lose your backup center. How long is it?
Kongwu's going to be out for four games at least due to knee inflammation. Kobe Bufkin's going to miss the rest of the year.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was that bad
with
the injury that he was dealing with, because I know he missed some time early in the season. So, yeah, you probably got to go out there and think about getting a backup point guard for this basketball team.
You're going to have to go get your backup point guard, and obviously you keep playing like this, have to make another deal maybe. We were talking
get to see Wemby tonight.
He's such a damn good player. Did you see the move he did the other day on old boy to be 7'7", went through between the legs, gave him the God Sham God?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah. He gave a dude the God Sham God.
Yeah, he's 7'6".
The God Sham God.
Yeah, we got 7'6" guys Sham God and people out there now.
Yeah,
could you just kind of bully him, though? Like, If you're just physical with him,
I would think
what's
so.
He going to do?
I would think.
I mean, they're going to call a foul.
I mean,
on
a stiff wind to blow him over.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he lightened the britches.
Just give him some body.
Yeah,
like
he lightened the britches.
Now he'll shoot it from 30 and make it,
he
can shoot over you. But that's like just teams just throw like a just throw waves of physicality at him. He doesn't want that.
How do you know? He just skidded on me. He ain't tough.
French.
I like this French guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's not changing my opinion on them. Because there's nothing wrong with French people. They're nice. I like French people.
Yeah,
I just
people.
Don't like going. I don't like France.
I just don't like Rudy Gobert.
I think that's where it is.
No,
and I never liked Pepe Le Pew either.
Nah, he
damn
was,
stalker.
He's pretty inappropriate.
Damn stalker.
Not a Tony Parker guy either.
Yeah, me neither.
Ruined Brent Berry's
marriage. Hide your wife.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Find out where Michael Penix got the call that he was going to be the starter. If you don't know, you're never going to guess. If you already know, you're going to enjoy hearing us talk about it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, be listening closely. This hour, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to go see Zach Brown Band on New Year's Eve at State Farm Arena. In fact, we're so generous, we're going to give away two pairs of tickets.
Yeah, man.
That's
how we roll, man. You know, that's how we roll.
It ain't
a fact that somebody forgot to do the read yesterday.
That's not what it was.
We're in
the Christmas spirit.
Yes, man.
We're in the Christmas spirit.
But shout out real quick to one of our favorite listeners, old Mark.
Yep.
Mark and Mayretta. Gave us and yesterday, because we were all gone, and Mike Conti texted us all, said there are some packages here, well-wrapped Christmas presents here. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. They were there. First, I said, Abe, open yours first.
Just to be safe.
One day, Abe opened his up first. Yeah. Mike said it was a ticking. But he sent us these wonderful, beautiful, like, box gifts. Whiskey box, oak chest with accessories, which is freaking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Mine has a Georgia emblem on it.
Yep.
Yours has a Washington on it. Yep. It's just unbelievable. So,
a couple nice, like, whiskey glasses in there. There's a bottle of whiskey in there.
Oh, look at that.
Pretty sure that's what's on the picture.
Oh, damn.
I haven't opened it yet, but I ain't know
no liquor was in there.
I think there is. I don't know.
I just thought it was heavy.
Maybe not.
It's all wood, so I thought it was heavy as hell.
Maybe not. Well, you could crack it open and look, but I don't. I guess I was just, that picture could just be like, this is what you could possibly do with it.
Right.
But I was assuming there was some booze in there.
But yeah, it's freaking awesome. So appreciate you so much, man.
Really, really nice.
Appreciate you, Mark.
What else? What else did we want to mention? I don't know. I thought there was one other thing that I wanted to talk about.
Solomon Brothers.
That's right.
Yep.
I wanted to tell people about Solomon Brothers and the amazing deal that they have going on, right? That definitely wasn't it. But while we're at it, if you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, Solomon Brothers has 1-carat diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and rings for under $999. Shop Solomon Brothers Jewelers or SolomonBrothers.com. There you go. Let's get to the back page with Bo. We do the back page at 11:40 on Thursdays because at 12:40, the Falcons have been nice enough all season long to let us chat with one of the members of their coaching staff. Today we'll talk with Jay Rogers, the Falcons' defensive line coach, in an hour from right now. Hello, Bo.
So have y'all ever been in the grocery store and got some exciting news?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of like where I've been when I've gotten like a phone call that something good had happened.
So I have.
Okay.
I got the news when I was in Kroger one day when I got the phone call from my boss's boss at my previous job saying he was going to give me his ticket to the Super Bowl. So I went to the Super Bowl in 2009, 2010, whatever, 2009 season, watched the Saints beat the Colts.
Bowl, yeah.
Super Bowl 44. Next to my daughter's being born, still probably the best day of my life.
Always.
So Michael Penix was in a grocery store when he got some news.
I love it. Good for him.
So they're not even going to call you into the – they're just be like, hey, man, so you're going to be starting quarterback come Sunday. Good luck. And then click.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens.
Well, because they weren't in on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, they had
the day off on Tuesday.
Yeah, they had the day off on Tuesday.
They must have had long conversations about it on Tuesday to try to figure it out. And then so he knows Wednesday morning.
Like,
get here bright and early because you're the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he was going to be getting there bright and early anyway. But
right.
Get here bright and early because you're the guy. Obviously, it's amazing news for him. I'm incredibly excited about it.
How big a fist pump did he do?
He said he was so nervous he couldn't even eat his Costco hot dog afterwards.
Well, see, that was the next one I was going to play for you.
Sometimes you get it too. You're so excited you don't want to eat or something like that.
Because
I bet he grabbed it. I grabbed Eddie grabbed it late. They were jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And the Costco people were like, them, because I'm sure people know who Michael Penix
right,
is now.
That's funny. Like, somebody knew Penix was a starter of the Falcons before almost anybody else knew, if you were in that Costco and you saw him.
Yeah, but smart enough, if somebody did, "Hey, Mike, why are you so excited?" He's smart enough to say, not say, "Oh, I just got to him the starter."
Probably
smart,
you think? Because
I'm going to wait till the coach says something.
Who wouldn't be excited about the deal of a Costco hot dog and a drink for $1.50?
I've never had a Costco hot dog.
So I've never had.
Am I missing?
It's more about the price than it is about.
Oh, okay. Okay. The way people talk about it.
It's
like
a hot dog.
Like they hitting.
It's a good hot dog.
People talk about the hot dogs and the pizza.
Like Samson loves the pizza.
It's all good.
Yeah, Samson loves the pizza.
It's just a great price. And the fact that we're in 2024 and the hot dog and drink combo still costs $1.50.
Oh, really?
Like it did in 1992, which is awesome. The founder of Costco literally told the new CEO, "If you ever change that, I will kill you."
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Michael Penix was in line.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, he went hungry. Just lost it. Just lose the damn.
That must be a damn good hot dog,
dude. I'm obviously.
I bet he doesn't have to stand in line no more.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, because I know you and Mama, you and Ash, y'all going to New York tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you got to get one.
Oh yeah, like a street hot dog.
Yeah, you got to get
that's
one.
That's a good
okay,
idea.
Okay, yeah, you got to get one.
Like end of the night kind of.
Yeah,
that's
gotta,
a good idea.
You got to get one, and you got to worry about catching the taxi because they gonna stop for you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They don't stop for you.
You're right.
It's like, damn, dog.
No problem.
Don't turn your light off when you're approaching me.
Are they lucky dogs in New York?
I don't know.
Are lucky dogs all the way up there?
I don't know.
Lucky dogs in New Orleans, that's the – you talk about all the cuisine in New Orleans. A lucky dog from the lucky dog stand?
Yeah.
Bro, you'll never eat a better
hot
dog.
You're just talking about, like, the sausage, the hot dog man on, you know, on the corner with the stand.
Yeah.
You know, like the umbrella, and he's got the grill going, and also, like, Michael Penix – That's relationship effort right there. This man's with his girlfriend at Costco the week before Christmas.
Yes.
That's
the hell wrong with you.
They're like going to the store and doing Christmas show. Like, can you imagine how busy it must have been
it's
in there?
Packed in there, dog.
Good for Penix.
Yeah, man.
That's a man putting in that's his girlfriend. That's a man who wants a wife.
Not sure what Michael Penix was in Costco shopping for, but maybe he was in there buying video games. So it turns out that EA College Football 25, the one that just came out, best-selling sports video game in U.S. history.
I believe it. It was gone for so long.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was gone for so long. People loved it, and obviously it came back. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised by that
that's
at all.
That's crazy.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
All you got to do.
Every version of Madden that's ever came out. Or
well, if they
the
canceled Madden
NCAA.
For 10 years and then started it up again, Madden would probably, that version would probably be the highest-selling, too. People love that game. Like, people were religious about that game. And then it went away for a decade. And then it came back. It's all about building
that's
the hype.
Nuts. They built the hype, and the game's pretty good, too.
They didn't. I mean, obviously, they didn't do that on purpose. They would have preferred to have the 10 years of sales, probably.
Yeah, NIL changed the world.
Yeah, it makes sense. Who was on the cover of that? It was Quinn Ewers.
Travis Hunter.
And then it was Donovan Edwards, right? The running back for Michigan. Okay, got it.
So, speaking of Madden, if you're not looking forward to watching a regular version of the Chiefs game on Saturday on Peacock, you will be able to watch a Madden-powered version on Peacock. Texans-Chiefs on Saturday, December 21st. A streaming-only broadcast will feature Madden NFL 25 graphical elements, route trees, player ratings, and more. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I may have that on one TV.
I just
the real broadcast on another.
I just like watching regular games.
Me too.
Like, I'm a fan of that. But it's, you know, for like if you're a big Simpsons fan, they had that for you. They had the Toy Story one last year. Now they got this if you like playing Madden. It's good that there's alternatives for everybody.
Options.
I just hope they make sure they keep the regular broadcast.
That's all I
hope it's not so
cringy, I sure
like
do like
Madden when I mean the Simpsons one.
Oh, is it cringy?
It was because it wasn't like the cartoon Simpsons. It was like a DreamWorks Pixar type.
You know what it looked like, and I know I'm not the only one, and I know Mama splurged for this back in the day because I was so excited. You remember the electric football?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's what it looked like.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, what, you know,
that's
Mina
what kind of like
on there, and they're making all the jokes about the armpits and of America that's, and where Springfield really was, which we still don't know.
Yeah. That's what kind of had it.
Hopefully it's not the one in Missouri. That's one of the worst places I've ever been to.
Is there a nuclear power plant there?
I don't know. Should be.
Speaking of Madden, it appears that a certain player's Madden rating got a trade nixed. Rumor has it that New York Jets owner Woody Johnson nixed a trade to where he would have acquired Cleveland Browns wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, but his Madden rating was so low that he didn't want to go ahead with the trade. Now, this comes from Woody Johnson's two teenage sons. Brick and Jack were the ones that influenced Woody on the Madden rating, therefore canceling the trade.
Son named Brick?
Son named Brick?
Brick. Who's Brick Johnson?
Brick Johnson's a great nickname.
I think that I'm not surprised by Woody Johnson taking his because I think he's involving his kids more and more into the business and everything.
It always goes great when they do.
And they're gamers or something.
Yeah.
And they're probably like, Dad, well, Jerry Jeter's rating is this. If that's the truth. And Diana don't never have no. I love Diana Rossini.
Yeah, she's
very, very good. That's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
That's a damn shame if that's.
But if it was going to happen to any organization, it would be the Jets.
It would definitely be the Jets.
Yes.
It would be that guy.
Apparently angered by this rumor.
Yeah.
Released a statement. And you can tell how mad they are.
It's not a rumor. Like, it's a report. They're reporting that this happened in the story that they wrote.
So it is used as a reference point. It's not determinative.
Why?
So they're admitting it.
Why is it used as a reference point?
So they're admitting it.
That's what I'm saying. You just said it's a reference point. So you actually go put that into consideration, what the dude has on Madden. What a dumbass.
Yeah,
it's really sad that an adult would use a misleading anecdote about teenagers to make their father look bad. It's ridiculous.
Because he wears that hat.
It's ridiculous, quite honestly, the idea that this was used to influence the opinion of experienced executives.
That same article made it look like Aaron Rodgers really fought to keep solid too.
Yeah.
He was like, "Hey, maybe let's be a little bit more patient about this.
Yes.
Maybe let's pump the brakes." And Woody Johnson was like, "Nah, he's got to go."
Because they were Woody didn't hire him. Right. His brother hired him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
because
Woody was the ambassador to UK or something at the time.
How you can't be a football owner and a.
Let's just take a quick walk down a side path, real quick. So this guy nixed a trade in the NFL because he didn't like the Madden rating of the guy.
Yes.
And he's an ambassador to a foreign country for a government. That makes you feel safe, then.
Yeah, but you can't do both.
I don't know what the foreign country's rating is.
Like, did he have to live over there?
We should send him over.
He had to live over there?
You got to be very familiar with the country. I mean,
let's familiarize him with it. Let's send him back. But not to be an ambassador, though. You can't do that anymore.
Goodness gracious.
That's how we're making decisions. Huh?
His name's Woody, and he wears a funny hat.
Yeah.
He's got a kid named Brick Johnson.
Brick Johnson.
Is Brick his real name?
Brick Johnson. Brick
and Jack Johnson.
Because Jack's a nice name.
But not the singer.
Brick Jack's a nice name. All right. Callers number 5 and 6 right now. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the New Year's Eve show at the Zac Brown Band. 404-726-0929. Callers 5 and 6. You're going to get a pair of tickets for the New Year's Eve special. Zac Brown Band at State Farm Arena. Tickets are also on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle as Week 16 begins tonight. Falcons have made the biggest news in the league, of course, with the decision to start Michael Penix. We'll talk about that as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.